Blood.
I'm not.
settle into this whole performing thing right now. Running around too much. I thought I'd settle in with Little Blues, if that's all right. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you. And gals, how you guys doing tonight? Can I get a towel up here, please? Thank you, honey. Oh, shit, man. The first night I was here, the altitude didn't hit me, man. And we went up to Telluride and it got me. And it's been getting me ever since. Todd Evans on the bass guitar. It's a special night tonight, too, folks. We're having our farewell party for Ed Michaels on the drums. He just got married, he's gonna take some time off. How about it for Ed Michaels on the drums? That's right. Formerly with Roy Rogers, Alvin Youngblood Hart, and Commander Cody. Night of the Living Ed on the drums. The one and only from Detroit Rock City, half Polish, half Puerto Rican, all evil, Gitarski. Sean Starsky.
I'm
Maybe I'm just drifting, drifting like a ship out on water. Honey, like a ship out on the sea. Maybe I'm just drifting, drifting. Honey, I'm just drifting, drifting. Well, like a ship out on the sea. Only like a ship out on the sea. Only out on the sea.
Thank you.
a fool. Feel like a fool. Like a fool. Never understand. Wah, 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 wah
Thank you. Thank you. March 12th and 13th. Thus far, we're working with the title The Nobo Blues Cruise, and Jason Ritchie and New Blood will be one of the headliners. On Friday, March 12th, they will be headlining the event and closing the evening, jamming with Steady Roll and Bob Margolin. On Saturday night, we switch and Bob headlines, and then these guys come up and jam with Bell. But for right now, it's all Jason Ritchie and New Blood.
Thank you.
after death, I'll suffocate the breathing every time I take a breath. I'm an outsider, I'm a misfit, not a girl, no boy. I feel like a broken toy. Too well for the hospital, too sick for all the healthy, too rich to be a poor man's friend, too average for the wealthy. I'm an outsider, I'm a misfit, not a I'll buy the first one. like to lighten the mood a little bit and do a song about a friend of ours who passed away. And you guys have no fucking sense of humor. The dude who we sang the song about would have gotten that joke. And his family's here. His name is Craig Lawler. Holler for Craig Lawler. We got the Lawlers in the house. Where are they? I don't see them. They're way in the back. All right. So you guys know what to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't make me do the whole devil thing. And all that. So this song has really taken on a life of its own, the Lawlers. It really has. Anyways, Did the same throughout the whole thing. And so y'all get a song for it, man. It's the least we can do up here, man. He was a hell of a harmonica player and an incredible human being. And so when it gets to the part that says holler for Craig Lawler, y'all gotta go, ow! Can we have a test 1, 2? Ow! That's good. That's what I want to hear, right? All right, I'm going to do it. Never did it waste 1 minute of his time alive. With all hope erased, he looked death in the face and then ready himself to die. Yeah, he wore a man of steel, mantled him, and a kindly taught him the blues. Yeah, when a man took back, don't forget to check. We ain't fun to pay our dues. George is simple line on the bass guitar. Yeah! He plays the upright bass, the tuba, the first form, the bass, harmonica. The six string, the bottom string, the four string, the three string, the two string, the one string bass, then the gold bass, bass four. He played with Fred Wesley, Chris Potter, the Dirty Dozen, Brass Band, the Preservation Hall, Jazz Band, Napa Brown, and James Brown. That's right. James Brown invited him into James Brown's own home to have buckwheat as his bass player for a house party. That's right. So I'm going to kick it off with this, how we do it. Ready? Buckwheat on the bass, on the bass, buckwheat, buckwheat on the bass, on the bass, buckwheat, buckwheat on the bass, on the bass, buckwheat, 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 buckwheat. Todd Hibbins. Holla, man. Thank you. don't waste.
Thank you.
Because I know you don't know what life is really worth. I'll tell you why. Because if you knew what life was worth, well then you'd preach your message for heaven on earth. Now you see the light. Come on, man, stand up for our right. For all of us, because we all gotta realize that we're all worth something. Each one of us. You can't expect to help anybody else until you learn how to help yourself, and that's the hardest fucking shit in the world, man. It's a process. Part of the process is realizing your unity with everybody. And to hurt you is to hurt me. And that's part of it. That's one of the things. The other is realizing that there is no such thing as a coincidence in the world. It's not my opinion. And the last part is realizing, or is trying to realize, that each one of us within ourselves is a microcosm for every single thing in the universe. That's what the next line is about. Realizing. Before I do that, let me do this. This is a poem by a very misunderstood man. It goes like this. In the years of the primal course, dawn of terrestrial birth, man mastered the mammoth and horse, and man was the lord of the earth. He made him a hollow skin from the heart of a holy tree. He compassed the earth therein, and man was the lord of the sea. He controlled the vigor of steam. He harnessed the lightning for hire. He drove the celestial team, and man was the lord of the fire. Deep-mouthed from their thrones, deep-seated, the choirs of the eons declare the last of the demons defeated, and man was the lord of the air. O rise, O man, in thy strength, a kingdom designed to inherit, till the high gods witness at length that man is the lord of his spirit. Sick and tired of your bullshit games, down go to heaven in Jesus' name. Well, I know and I understand, the mind of God is a living man. Fool some people sometimes, can't fool all the people all the time. You see the light, what you gonna do? Stand up for your right, love is the law. Oh, pretty well. There's a fella coming to this very location, and man, how about it for the Boulder Outlook? How about it? There's been some legendary people that have played him, and some bands that are going to be legendary in the future, like us. There's a dude coming here who's already legendary by the name of Gil Scott Heron. And I'd like to do a Gil Scott poem right now. It goes, the military and the monetary. Some people aren't going to like this one. The military and the monetary. The military and the monetary get together whenever they think it's necessary. They're turning the planet into a cemetery. The military and the monetary get together whenever they think it's necessary. They're turning our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They're turning the planet into a cemetery. The military and the monetary get together whenever they think it's necessary. They'll put some general or colonel on TV to try to explain the whole situation. 2 weeks ago, you hadn't heard of the son of a bitch. All of a sudden, he's fucking legendary. The military and the monetary get together whenever they think it's necessary. Got me scrambling for my dictionary, trying to understand their vocabulary, the military and the monetary. The military and the monetary get together whenever they think it's necessary. They're turning our brothers and sisters into mercenaries, sending young men and women home in pine boxes from Saudi Arabian sanctuaries. Makes you wonder if all this is truly, really fucking necessary. Wasn't Obama supposed to stop this shit? Military and the monetary get together whenever they think it's necessary. They're turning the planet into a cemetery. Most people think great God will come from the sky. Hey, take away everything, make everybody feel high. All that glitter sure ain't gold. And maybe half the story can't be communicated in words. But now you see the light, what you gonna do, honey? Stand up on your eyes, please do it. Thank you. Hey, whoever gave me the money, thanks a lot, man. Yeah. Weed on bass. Can't help it, I'm in a serious damn mood tonight. I had the craziest day, man, ever. You wouldn't believe the shit I did today. Is Paul Soderman still here? Where's he at? Man. So today, so Jerry calls me last week and he's like, hey, man. Because, man, this whole community here in Boulder and the Outlook has really become like an extended family to me. It's very hard for me actually to ration my time amongst so many wonderful people that I would adore to spend more time with, you know. And so Jerry calls me because we know each other really well, because I like him better than everybody else. I answered that call. So I was like, hey, my best friend, how you doing? Better than everybody else in Boulder. What's going on? And I was like, he's like, hey man, you want to do a sweat lodge with me, right? So I'm like, man, that sounds great. Yeah, I'll do that shit, you know. Because Ed has done it a bunch of times, and I talked to Ed about it, you know. I like getting out there, you know, so I was like, I'll do it. And so Paul Soderman brought me up there, and he's not going to bring any of you, so don't get any ideas. He likes me better than you, so that's what it is. Anyway, man, don't do a sweat lodge before a gig. Don't do a sweat... I got in at 4 in the morning, man. I was like, man, I'm getting up at 9. And then Keith Mitchell, my friend from Memphis, he comes banging on the door at 9:30. Like, getting up at that time wasn't enough. I had to deal with you, too, man, you know. And then all day, man, but it was incredible, man. It was really, really incredible. But it put me in a very, very serious, grateful state of mind. And I'm very tired. I really am. Don't tell me I look tired or I'll snap at you. I will. That's just what I do. Don't ever tell anybody while we're at it that they look tired. Don't go up and say, you know, you really look tired. Because if they are tired, which they probably are, if you said that, they're going to be pissed. And so would you be, man. So just keep your fucking mouth shut. I swear to God, man, you know what I mean? I love my job, I do, and I love all of y'all. But man, every day, it's like, I like your hair better black. You know, you really have lost a lot of weight, Jason. You know, you put on a few pounds, you know. We're really worried about you. Don't be worried about me. I'm the one that's got to die when it's time for me to die, right? That's what Jimi Hendrix said, so let me live my life the way I want to. Uh-huh. And I'm trying to do the right thing. But anyway, I want to do another serious, ridiculously sad song. Yeah, I would, but believe me, you don't want to hear it. This is the censored version, believe it or not. So anyway, man, we talked today in the lodge. Some stuff went down, man, and it just hit me really hard, you know, of like just this job. I mean, we like again, man, we really love our jobs, but everybody up here, Todd and Sean and Ed, we work really, really, really hard. We drive every single day. We haven't had a day off in weeks and months, yeah. And we give, and we give, and we give. And we do it because we love it, man. Because it's our true will in life to do this, man, to heal people through music. Or to try, you know, and to heal ourselves while we're at it, you know. And but sometimes, man, you have to make a lot of sacrifices. And sometimes you end up hurting yourself just to do this. So I wrote this song initially about drugs and alcohol, but I sing it, man, sometimes just about the way I'm living my life now, trying to do the right thing. It's called The Way I Hurt Myself. Ready? C minor. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. some rain. Something came along, grabbed a hold on the honey, grabbed a hold on the baby. Still haven't figured out if it's good or bad yet, but well, it felt just like a bomb. Felt just like a ball. Felt just like a ball in a chain. Thank you.
Thank you.
$1,000. Thank you very much. I was going to drive the boat. I'm going to go outside to the land of the free.
No, let's keep Jason over. You guys can see me anytime, huh? How about it? I'm here twice a month already.
That's about how often I get to have a cigarette, too, Al. Thank you, man. Appreciate that, though. Give me that fucking thing and get the hell out of here. Huh? One more song? Holy Christmas. Good thing you called. I love you, man. Al Chessis. He's got my back, man. He's got my back. I found out the other day he's got my back.
That's good, because you got his hair.
Don't listen to her, man. Don't let her get to you. Oh, my God, that's bad. Oh, my God, I'm throwing up a back weight. It was like Tommy Caswell's coming out. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm throwing up a back. You started, man, you started on a man about his hair, man. You don't expect me to retaliate with some shit? Man, now you know I got your back too, Al, wherever you live. Because that's the one your book says, and I just did that shit. Alright. Enough of that. Anyway, this is our last day on tour. We've been on tour since Desert Storm, basically. And then we drive 24 hours, and then we go feed our animals and girlfriends, and their girlfriends. And I don't know. And then we go back out and do it all over again in 3 days. So anyway, but I want, right now, before we go, I want to let Ed Michael sing a song, because the young man Nick requested it. And it's also Ed Michael's very last night with the band, man. We're real sad to see him go. But he's got a life to lead, and he's got married. He's gonna have a good life now, actually, yeah.
Maybe so.
You're gonna have the good shit that's gonna happen to you, the things that matter, you know. This is his tune, Keep the Wolf from My Door.
A one, a two, a one, two, three. We'll be right back.
Gitarski, the one and only Sean Spicy. For Jason Richie and Blood, thank you one more time for the outlook for a beautiful night. We'll see you next time, man. In March, the Blues Cruise without the boat. All the music without the seasickness and other people.
March 12th and 13th, they'll be back. Jason Richie and New Blood.